Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And this morning we're going to celebrate with some great chamber music by Brahms, Poulenc, some Spanish dances, and of course, oboe music time. Let's begin in style and appropriately with an overture, this morning from Smetana's Bartered Bride. Now, Smetana was a Czech composer who pioneered the development of musical style and is regarded in his homeland as the father of Czech music. Now, he was a very gifted pianist, gave his first public performance at the age of 6, go figure. And it was in Prague that he championed the new genre of Czech opera. In 1866, rather, he wrote two operas, The Brandenburgers in Bohemia and The Bartered Bride. They were both premiered at Prague's new Provisional Theater, where he worked as the principal conductor. A little sad note, in later life he did become completely deaf, but continued to compose despite that. He's considered one of the great composers of Czech music. So let's take a listen. We're going to hear the members of the Pro Arte Orchestra and Sir Charles Mackerras and the overture to The Bartered Bride.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm being a little cheeky on a Sunday morning. If you're not up after that, I'm not quite sure what will get you up. That was the members of the Pro Arte Orchestra with Sir Charles Mackerras and the Overture to the Bartered Bride. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I promised you some chamber music this morning, and this next selection definitely delivers. We're going to hear some music by the French composer Francis Poulenc. Now, he's known for his incredible knack for exploring and developing the characters and the colors of wind instruments. His writing sort of emulates the natural breath rhythms that we hear, and we will be hearing that in this next selection from his sextet for flute, oboe, bassoon, clarinet, horn, and piano. Here are the members of the ensemble Wien Berlin.
Thank you.
powerful performance indeed on a Sunday morning. That was the ensemble Wien Berlin and the Allegro Vivace from Francis Poulenc's sextet for flute, oboe, clarinet, horn, bassoon, and piano. We're going to continue on Canadian soil with the artistry of pianist Angela Hewitt. Now, she was born into a musical family. Her father was actually the cathedral organist in Ottawa, Canada. She began her piano studies at age 3, performed in public at 4, and a year later won her first scholarship. Wow. During her formative years, she also studied violin, recorder, and classical ballet. At 9, she gave her very first recital at Toronto's Royal Conservatory. And this may be why she writes, and I quote, "When I was a kid, I dreamt of being in a musical because I loved to sing and to dance. Perhaps that's why I'm so preoccupied with making the piano do the same. Music is basically song and dance anyway." And dance we shall this morning with the Villanesca from her disc of Spanish dances. Thank you. Just have to wait to hear the very end of that beautiful piano chord. That was Angela Hewitt and the Villanesca from her disc of Spanish dances. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it's here. It's my favorite time of the show. It's called Oboe Music Time. And this morning we get to sample the music by Rossetti. Now, Frank Anton Rossetti was born in Bohemia back in 1760, and he followed the fashion of the time and adopted an Italian name, Francesco Antonio Rossetti. Sounds so much better. Now, in his early career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music. He eventually joined the court orchestra as a double bassist and then went on to become a composer and a conductor in the prince's court. He was quite prolific. He wrote over 30 symphonies and over 20 instrumental concerti, of which we will be hearing the opening allegro of his concerto for oboe today. Here's a great performance by Leos Lences and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Leos Lenzes and the Slovak Chamber Orchestra, and the Allegro opening movement from Rossetti's Oboe Concerto in F Major, and just loved that cadenza in there. Ooh, flying fingers on that oboist. We're going to continue with some music from what I think we all need in our lives, some blessed spirits. Here's a performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Sir Joves conducting.
Thank you.
The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, with Sir Charles Groves directing. That was the Dance of the Blessed Spirits by Gluck.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised at the top of the show, some more chamber music, and this time by Brahms. We're going to hear the Allegro from his string quartet number 1 in C minor. Now, it has been documented that Brahms was very slow in writing his first 2-string quartets. The quartet was actually in progress back in 1865, but was not published till Brahms was 40 years old, and that was quite a length of time. Now, he regarded the string quartet as a particularly important genre. He reportedly destroyed some 20 string quartets before allowing the 2 of his Opus 51 quartets to be published. Well, I think this morning we're going to be very happy that he strove for such perfection, because perfection it is, and this next performance by the Britten Quartet is quite stunning. Here is the opening Allegro.
Thank you.
The Britten Quartet with the Allegro from Brahms String Quartet No. 1 in C minor. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I think nothing goes better with a morning coffee than a little Bach. We're going to be hearing an Allegro. It seems to be a theme this morning. We've heard quite a few of them. This time from Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2.
Thank you.
The Boston Baroque, with Martin Perlman directing. That was the Allegro from Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. And you've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay listening to a great show. It's Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with the very talented Werku. It's coming up next until noon. I'm going to leave you now with a little bit of a crossover artist. She combines some classic and pop together and calls herself the Voodoo Princess. I'll let you take a listen. We'll see you next Sunday at 9. Till then.
Do-wop-bop, 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 do-wop-bop.